Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also to my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is weather.utexas.edu. Folks, it is Tuesday. It's the fifth day of April 2022. There are my weather thoughts as we make our way through the day. The upper-level low-pressure storm system that crossed North Texas and Oklahoma, as I predicted last night, kept the severe weather generally up there. I think there's probably been a little bit of a tornado path to the south side of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex from around Alvarado to south, well south of the Dallas area. Looks like a little track down there where some damage is. And also over in Van Zandt County, southeast of Canton, a little tornado damage as well. All that's moving off to the east now, drier air moving in. This is a change of air mass. Yeah, it's not really a cold front because this is going to be drier air from the west and southwest. Folks, we're going to really see temperatures warm up today to near record high temperatures here in the Austin. If we get up to 95 today out at Camp Mabry, we will beat out the old record set in 1936, I think, on this date of 95 degrees. So we're going to be close to that anyway with this drier air, which has the capacity to warm up a whole lot, and it's going to do that today. Now, as that upper air disturbance moves off to the east even further, we'll see a cold front dip south out of the Rockies and Plain states. That'll move through the Austin area sometime, I think, mid and late morning tomorrow. Of course, the air mass ahead of it is what? Very dry, very stable. So just a wind shift as it comes through, but cooler temperatures for the latter part of the week. We'll go from the highs in the low and mid-90s today to upper 70s to around 80 tomorrow, and highs in the 70s, I think, Thursday, approaching 80 by Friday. Overnight lows will fall back late week into the 40s across south central Texas with some 30s in some of the outlying low-lying areas. By the time we get to the weekend, the high pressure that comes in the wake of the front tomorrow will move off to the east. We'll pick up a south-southeasterly wind flow, all in anticipation of yet another area of low pressure, another cold front out of the Rockies by Monday or Tuesday of next week. We'll pick up the humidity, particularly by Sunday night and Monday, but I don't see any rain chances, at least through the day on Monday. I think the best chance of rain will come that beyond, just beyond that, and that's just outside of our seven-day forecast period. One other thing I will point out for today, with the drier air moving in from the west, from vegetation, which is starting to come back now, but we still got some fuels on the ground out there because of the winter season. Folks, high fire danger, wildfire danger today for south central Texas, and especially areas out over the hill country. So keep that in mind today as that drier air, and of course, well above average temperatures. If we hit mid-90s today, low mid-90s, that means that temperatures are running about 15 degrees above what they should be this time of year. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, fifth day of April 2022. I'll update my text forecast, which is, of course, on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts updated again tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good Tuesday.